Good day, everyone. It is day 10, and it is labeled character today. Restful when I call your spirit to attention. Listen to the word of God for you. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of our Jesus, of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:2-8. Restful one, your Father designed your spirit, your soul, and your body, and He ordains and oversees their alignment. I call your spirit to the highest position in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak to your slumbering spirit to wake up. I say to you that it is safe, it is time, it is right for your spirit to look outward and upward into the face of your Father God. Holy Spirit, come and speak to your child's spirit the truth that they are accepted, affirmed, capable, and beloved in you. That they have no lack that detracts from who they are in your eyes. Nothing can separate them from your love. You like the way you made them. You are not intimidated by the areas that they are lacking. You are perfectly sure of your ability to heal those areas, to restore broken places, to finish their parenting. Holy Spirit, speak to their spirit in a language they can understand and receive. Your promise to them is that they have grace and peace and abundance in you. That as they pursue Jesus and know Him more deeply, your divine power gives them everything they need for living a godly life and receiving their own glory and goodness. Restful one, with your spirit, hear the promise of your Father. Through His mighty power, He has given you His very great and precious promises so that you may share in the divine nature and escape the corruption of this world. In your spirit, receive these promises and the grace to pursue faith, goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. Receive the enabling power to live these qualities in increasing measure so that you will not be ineffective or unproductive in knowing your Lord Jesus Christ. I call your soul to attention. Restful one, saying, come under God's order, be healed, restored, and whole, submitting under your spirit. Be free from the spirit of fear that would paralyze you. Fears of the future, fears of failure, fears of meaninglessness, fears of man, etc. I speak to your soul to discern the voice of your Father and your Savior who will never leave you or let you go and receive their love that casts out fear. Father, cut through the assaults of lies, soullessness, performance, religious spirits, all contrary words spoken or contrary prayers prayed, and everything that keeps your child's soul from being joyful, at peace, effective, and productive. Restful one, let your soul hear the Spirit of the Lord as never before, knowing you are in a safe place in your Father's house. He is pleased with the promises He has made to you, with your birthright, with your growth, with His work in progress in your life. Restful one, I call your body to attention and command it to come into alignment with your spirit. Hormones, metabolic systems, immune systems, wake-sleep control center, brain chemistry, and every physical system, listen to your Creator God who said, "This is very good," and gave his blessing when he made you. In Jesus' name, come into divine order and alignment with the awesome and wonderful way that God intended you to function. Whole, healthy, well, strong, resilient, and alert. Come into alignment with the ordained order where God has placed you, because he determined the appointed times set for you and the exact place where you should live. Come into alignment with your Father God, the Creator of all things, the Ancient of Days, before creation, totally outside of time. His covenant of life and peace and joy precedes and stands above all the vices and snares of the enemy. I bless you, restful one, with full participation in the divine nature, his covenants and his beings, his blessings, by his great and precious promises that he ratified in Jesus' death on the cross and sealed with the Holy Spirit resident in you. I bless you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Well, Lord, it took me 4 times to read that. So there must be something in this passage that the enemy doesn't want everyone here to hear, and obviously I must need to hear it. Lord, there's such a great mystery. If we can pause for just a moment of the mystery of this life, the mystery of the unity that exists with us, that if we had all of eternity to study, to try to come to a total comprehension of all that you are and all that has been done and all that is available, we would never finish. I often wonder, Lord, what the angels must think as they look upon us, knowing from their place the great and enormity of the sacrifice and all that is available to us, all the promises and everything that we have access to. It must be astounding to them. And equally astounding to people that can't see and don't know what they're willing to lay down and sacrifice. And somewhere in all of this, Lord, is a mystery where we're seated in a place, have access to a life and resources that are so enormous and so beyond our cognition, that should we come to a real full understanding, to a rest in that place, that is where things in this world, not only do they not matter in the same respect, but the laws, the physics of this world don't apply. That is when the bizarre happens and people walk on water and through walls. They levitate off the ground. They disappear. They are translated to and fro through the earth. They have experiences that no person on earth could ever explain. And somewhere in all of this mystery, Lord, you've hidden for us. Not from us. For us. And that there are mystery, not just in you and all that is happening around us in the realm of the spirit and all of the dimensional integrations, that just like the mystery of us being a tripart being, and so are you, there is a mystery where we coexist with you. And therefore, because we exist in you and you exist in us, there is a reliance on something far greater than us that gives us access, because of all that you've done, to things that would otherwise be impossible. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's easier to take steps of faith with things that seem so bizarre and so outlandish, that require such immense reliance on you, that it's easier than sometimes making our daily decisions by faith in you. With all that in mind, Lord God, I pray today that there be an increase in the capacity for each and every one of all of us to be able to receive the truth. For our souls, for our spirits, Lord, to soar, to expand, and to take its seat rightfully in the command center of our lives, is the real integration and the aspect in which we can commune with the divine, where the Holy Spirit comes and resides and dwells with us, where our souls can come into a complete rest, where it doesn't need to be in control, that it can be sure, it can be assured, it can be safe, it can be anchored in a place in you. And that become, in a sense, illuminated, not overwritten, but illuminated to be rewritten, in a sense. I can see it, but I can't find the words for it. Where the Ancient of Days, where the beginning foundations for all that it was ever intended our souls to ever become, to be illuminated and enlivened in you. And that for our bodies, it's like being turned inside out, where our bodies then come to a full alignment. The mysteries of all that is possible, that we have yet to really apprehend what our lives can truly look like, what it can truly look like, including our physical bodies, whether talking the transfiguration of Jesus, whether talking about the fact that in a before the Holy Spirit came, that people were living for almost 1,000 years. That death is defeated and the wages of death are sin, that there is a mystery of what the fullness of our life can look like, Lord. And I'm not trying to put ideas out there of what that can look like or try to inject any type of controversial notions that we all may have heard along the way of what that could be. The point simply is, Lord, that there is a mystery that we have yet to be revealed, and the revealing of the sons of God that all of creation has been waiting for has yet to take place, and in us is a mystery and an unfolding of your kingdom and an identity as your sons that is yet to be manifest upon the earth since Jesus himself was here. Lord, I pray that by the very presence of you in us that creation be released from frustration. That, Lord, that there be such divine alignment in our body, soul, and spirit, such alignment with you in heaven that there is a continuous manifestation of your kingdom in and around our lives, whether consciously or unconsciously. Lord, I pray today that you would be touched, that you would be glorified, and that by the speaking of these words, that, Lord, that there be an empowerment, the dunamis power, the transformative agent, the spoken word that comes from you, Lord God, that would terraform our souls, our bodies, our spirits. Lord, that we would really come to know our Father and to come our Lord Jesus. And there's another mystery of what it is for us to pursue, seek and you will find, knock and he will answer. And there's another place where the plans of a loving Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, of the finished work, has already been laid, and you are arranging things in our current days and all of our days yet to come to fulfill your end of things that we could never do, that will see us as a process that you are orchestrating to be fulfilled and done. And in a sense, we can truly come to rest in you and trust who you are and your ability to perfect your work. And then if we never moved another muscle, if we never went to another place, if we never achieved another thing, you couldn't love us more. That you are thrilled, that you are excited, that you just love being around us. And you're excited to walk through this life in a journey with us. I was in a prayer meeting this morning, Lord, and there was a man telling a story of his grandson, and he said, "You know, Papa, I want to go on a road trip." And he says, "Oh, well, what does that mean to you?" He goes, "Well, it means that I get in your car and you drive me around and we get ice cream." And he starts laughing and he says, "Well, that sounds like a good deal to me." And he has a kind of like a construction company, and as the young man gets into his grandpa's car, one of the workers comes and says, "Hey, where are you guys going?" She goes, "We're going on a road trip." He goes, "You are? Where are you going?" He goes, "Anywhere my papa wants to go." Lord, we want to go wherever you want to go. And just as excited as that grandpa was to be able to take this little one just to be able to go on a road trip, it didn't matter anywhere at all about where they were actually going to go. He was just excited to go with his dad, with his papa. So Lord, may it be so with us and with you. And that the relationship itself to be hitting a new peak in a new place. In Jesus' holy name.